The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back to Reisterstown here as we have Coach Tracy Johnson joining us post-game following an exciting 3-2 win. I don't know about you. The third period was kind of boring.
No excitement whatsoever. Almost fell asleep.
Looked like it over there on the bench. But, the initial thoughts of you guys, there was a lot of energy in the building. You talked a few weeks ago about Pink the Rink Night with a lot of the crowd and trying to handle the energy. And I thought in the first period you guys did a nice job of that. The second period, I thought Canton kind of came back and really took it to you guys. And then you guys were trailing with 6.5 minutes to go for Monica Posick, the sophomore, save senior night.
Yeah, she brought it tonight. She was working hard all over the ice all night. And so just to see it capped off there with that at the end was pretty special.
Canton, of course, is a very scrappy team. So and the games with you guys that you guys have played with them have either been very close or, it's been that the 7-1 outlier which you had last year. Most of them have been fairly close, and this one obviously held true to form.
Yeah. We knew going into this weekend that they were going to be a scrappy team and gritty and that we were going to have to really grind it out, and that certainly came true tonight.
Now, you look at the stat sheet, 2 power play goals tonight.
Yeah. I mean, that's something we really emphasized going into this weekend. We knew with it being the team that was most penalized in the country that we were going to have to be solid on our power play. So it was good to see that, pay off.
Now you get outshot, but you make the most of the opportunities. You still obviously lead where it counts. But, like you said, you made it count when you had the chance.
Absolutely. And, outshot, that's kind of something that doesn't really happen to us often. But, again, we talk about her every pregame, every postgame. Sarah played great.
Yeah, she came down the stretch. A couple of chances there, particularly when it was 2-1. Looked like they were maybe going to go up 3-1. But then you had the chance. Monica's goal, I'm not sure I've ever heard it louder.
Yeah,
To go ahead there with only a minute and 18 seconds left to go.
Yeah, and the celebration was my favorite, too. Just the excitement from them, from the bench, and just in the building.
You get the student section again. But we talked about a little bit just before we came on air here about kind of gives you some momentum. And it feels funny to say that you got, with momentum that you guys have won, and that you guys have now won 10 in a row. But, that was like Morrisville last Sunday. That was a grinded out game and a different kind of game. It was the first time all year that you guys had given up more than one goal in conference. But you guys, somehow dug deep, didn't get down. And that's the one thing I noticed, too, is you guys didn't get down after the mood on the team didn't change. In fact, if anything, it picked up after you guys were down 2-1.
Yeah, exactly. It definitely lit a spark, and it was nothing but positive on the bench and just, hey, let's grind this out. Let's work through this. We got to work, and that's what they did.
So now you get the bye week. No game next weekend. What's the plan for the next week and a half? It's the end of the season. You guys have already played 25 games. Do you give them a couple days off? What's the plan?
Absolutely need some rest and come back even more energized just to get back to work and really focus in on the things that we need to improve on and really be solid with going into the championship weekend, the semifinal championship weekend.
So you guys finished the conference play unbeaten.
Yeah, that was a goal of ours for sure. So it's just now that it's finally here in the end of the, it's pretty special.
Now you look out on the ice there. You have Kellen Whitman out there. You have a bunch of the sophomores, a bunch of the seniors out here, just enjoying the time. As you take a look at the big picture, the moments like this has just got to make you smile.
Absolutely. Just very proud of that class and everything that they've been through and stayed through. And just proud of them all around.
All right. Well, enjoy the bye week. Well earned. And we'll see you in 2 weeks back here. Nope. No bus.
Yeah.
No bus trip.
Yeah. It's exciting.
The only bad part is we don't get Randy, our bus driver.
I know. Maybe he'll make an appearance.
There we go. MVP Randy. So yeah. We'll come back for more right after this from Reisterstown Mustangs, wrapping up a 3-2 win over SUNY Canton.